This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Wait, now the roots on fire. All right, I'm out of Twitter hell. I'm out of Twitter prison. I was in solitary confinement for a week and I'm out. And you know what's so amazing? I was in for 7 days locked out of Twitter. First of all, I've now got about 65,000, not about, I've got 65,000 fans at Parler. And I'm fast, joining Twitter right at the top. And I won't need Twitter anymore, so that's the great news. Parler does not censor anything you say, but all I said was, a week ago today, all I said was that lockdowns don't work. Lockdowns have never worked. Lockdowns will never work. Lockdowns make everyone bankrupt. Lockdowns put businesses out of business. Lockdowns close restaurants. But they never stop the flu. They can't stop a germ. You're killing the people. And they said, misleading medical information, you're suspended for 7 days. And no sooner did I get out, there's been a study in the last week that says lockdowns don't work involving U.S. Marine recruits. I've talked about it on this show many times. And they put them in massive, severe quarantine and isolation. And more of them got sick than the group that wasn't in quarantine or isolation. So if I just quote that study, a real study, there's no freedom in America anymore. They'll kick me off Twitter for quoting a study. How do I know? Because a study came out yesterday from Denmark that proves that masks don't work. And Twitter just locked out Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch over a tweet about the efficacy of masks exposed in the massive Danish study. He just quoted a study. I could go quote it right now and say, Twitter put me in hell in prison because I said lockdowns don't work. Guess what happened while I was in prison? A new study's out. Lockdowns don't work. They would suspend me for another 7 days. There is no freedom. There is no free speech. Tom Fitton put this out, breaking, massive Danish study further confirms masks don't work and may in fact be dangerous. That's it. Suspended. Just like me. So if you talk about lockdowns, if you talk about masks, and it's not the information that Twitter wants, you're suspended. There is no free speech. And can I also begin the show by saying, for all the medical leaders and CDC leaders that urge Americans to scale back or cancel Thanksgiving, can I just say this on national radio? Go F yourselves. I'm going to have a great Thanksgiving. I'm going to invite lots of people over. We're not going to be wearing masks. Go F yourselves. Go screw yourselves. Don't ever come near me or my house, or you'll get a lesson you will never forget. And Democrat tyrant Gavin Newsom issues a 10 p.m. curfew for most California counties. Let me tell you what I think of that. COVID comes out at 10. There is no COVID till 10 p.m. Did you know that? We're all safe now. Do you get it? We're safe. Forget about masks. You don't need them. Forget about lockdowns. You don't need them. As long as you stay in your house locked in from 10 o'clock till 6 in the morning, there could be no COVID. And then when you come out at 6, COVID's gone. It's like a vampire. It's just like a vampire. It comes out at 10 p.m. It goes to bed at 6 a.m. and it disappears. It's like a werewolf. These are the stupidest people in the entire world. Democrats, Democrat governors. But they're not stupid. It's a scam. They're out to destroy our lives. It's all part of a plan. Bunch of cowards and a bunch of Marxists and a bunch of evil losers. Here's my new column that'll be out this weekend. New column out this weekend through Creator Syndicate. Syndicated all over the United States, out on Sunday, and I'll also have it out at the Gateway Pundit tomorrow, Friday. You'll love this title. Could Trump have been our first 100 million vote president? Oh, liberals are going to love this one. Could Trump have been our first 100 million vote president? My latest book is titled Trump Rules. It's about the one-of-a-kind rules that have empowered Donald J. Trump to become perhaps the greatest warrior and winner in the history of American business and politics. I'm proud and honored to report my book is a number one bestseller at Amazon still, by the way, in multiple categories as we speak. But I'm sure millions of liberals, assorted Democrats with Trump derangement syndrome, and never Trump rhinos would ask the question, how is Trump a winner when he just lost the presidency? That's a valid question. I hope you're sitting down. Please buckle your seatbelts. Here's my answer. First, whether President Trump wins or loses this election, he's already established his legacy as one of the, if not the, biggest winner in America's history. He's the only human being in history to become a billionaire businessman, commander of the military, and leader of the free world. That's a pretty good resume, wouldn't you say? That's a winner, right? Trump's also the only human being in history to reach the pinnacle of business, real estate, branding, celebrity, Hollywood, publishing, and politics. He's built and owned the most iconic buildings in America. He's had one of the biggest best-selling books ever, The Art of the Deal. He's produced and starred in one of the most successful reality TV shows ever, Celebrity Apprentice. Trump's certainly one of the most talked about human beings in world history. Love him or hate him, other than Jesus or Muhammad, he's the guy whose name has been on the most lips. So yes, President Trump, regardless of whether he wins or loses this election, is one of the biggest winners ever. Now to the election. Trump won the biggest upset in U.S. presidential history in 2016, and in 2020, he added 10 million new votes. Did you know that? I'm guessing not, because the lying, fake news, mainstream media never mentions it. But Trump got over 10 million more votes than last time when he won. That's definitely the definition of a remarkable winner. But that's not the really amazing part. Trump added 10 million new voters under the most difficult circumstances ever experienced by any political leader in world history. It was 4 years of everyone against Trump. He was General Custer, updated for the 21st century. Trump was surrounded by enemies from the media, social media, Hollywood, lawyers, lobbyists, globalists, billionaires, unions, the D.C. swamp, the deep state, virtually every government agency and every federal employee. Everyone hated Trump. Trump faced 95% negative news coverage. Trump faced 95% negative polls that falsely painted him as a landslide loser. 24 hours a day, Trump was painted as evil, immoral, racist, Hitler, Nazi, KKK, white extremist, despicable, and deplorable. On social media, millions of his enemies wished him assassinated, tortured, imprisoned, or dead of COVID every hour of every day. And in the face of all that, Trump added over 10 million new votes. What if there had never been 95% negative news coverage? What if there had never been a Mueller investigation? What if there had never been false accusations of Russian collusion? What if there had never been impeachment hearings over a perfectly legal phone call with the president of Ukraine? Trump's powerhouse lawyers, Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell, have both confidently stated that the election was stolen. They say Trump won by a massive landslide. They say they have proof that computer software was used to delete or switch millions of Trump votes. We already know in just one single Michigan county, 3,000 Trump votes were switched to Biden, thereby resulting in a change of 6,000 votes. We know that same faulty Dominion software was used in 30 states, including all the important swing states. We already know in Georgia just one batch of votes in just one county was miscounted in a way that added over 9,600 votes for Biden. Little mistake, right? How many other counties and states across America mislabeled or miscounted votes in favor of Biden? We already know in Democrat-controlled cities across America, no Republican witnesses were allowed in the room as the votes were counted. How many millions of Trump votes were switched to Biden? There have been reports of Trump voters who physically voted, yet when they double-checked, their vote never registered. Many of my fans here in Nevada. There have been reports of Trump voters who showed up to vote, yet were told someone had already voted for them via mail-in ballot in their name. Brilliant and highly credible Trump lawyer Sidney Powell swears Trump actually got over 80 million votes. Not the 73 million that were counted, but is it possible he got even more? Without all that cheating, vote switching, and 4 years of fake news and fake polls to suppress Trump voters, I think it's easy to argue Trump might have been our first ever 100 million vote president. And that, my friends, is why I believe so strongly in the magical Trump rules. Win or lose, President Trump is arguably the greatest warrior and winner in the history of American business and politics. But when it comes to this election, never say never. This chapter hasn't been finalized. The mainstream media may be in for the shock of a lifetime. Never bet against Trump. It's my new column that's out. Could Trump have been our first 100 million vote president? You'll see it tomorrow at the Gateway Pundit. You'll see it Sunday at Town Hall. Two very popular conservative websites, and I think it'll be a big winner. Can you imagine? I mean, seriously, Trump absolutely got 80 to 90 million votes. He would have gotten 100 million without 4 years of lies and slander and the media and a conspiracy with social media, Silicon Valley, Hollywood, everyone in the world against him. Fake news, fake polls. So there was this story on the internet that I've never discussed on this show, ever. And the story was that Trump had the military raid some sort of a facility in Frankfurt, Germany, where Dominion keeps their server. Dominion and Smartmatics keep their server where they count the votes, and they could prove that it was massive fraud. And I thought, must be a rumor. Well, guess what? I'm going to mention now, because attorney Sidney Powell confirms alleged Dominion servers in Germany were in fact confiscated. Louis Gohmert last week told the news media that this happened, and there were rumors on the internet this happened, and I just wasn't confident enough to talk about it. And then Gateway Pundit said they got information received from their source on the ground in Germany that the U.S. government raided Dominion servers because they were convinced that Dominion cheated in the election. And so I just didn't think it was factual enough to report it. But during the press conference today, attorney Sidney Powell weighed in on the Dominion Smartmatic servers that were confiscated in Germany. And she said, it's true. It's true. Big news. Wayne Allyn-Root. Maybe we got him on the run. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury. And it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as 1 day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as 1 day. Large or small bathrooms If you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-896-8242. 800-896-8242. That's 800-896-8242.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio Network. The Root's on fire. Let's go to war. First of all, my book, Trump Rules. You don't have to worry anymore about what to get people for Christmas or Hanukkah, or the holidays in general. If you know Trump fans, just buy 12 of these books and put it under the tree. I've got six different friends today who each told me they bought 6 to 10 books today to give out to all their friends who love Donald Trump. So really cool. It's the greatest Christmas gift ever. Wrap a book and you're done. You know, $20 gift and you're done. $20 times six people for 120 bucks. You got Christmas covered with every Trump fan in your life. Trump Rules, number one in many categories. At Amazon, number one bestseller, Wayne Allyn Root, Trump Rules. Number two, my podcast. It's out every Friday. I record it Friday morning by about noon, 1 o'clock West Coast time. It's out, which is 3 or 4 o'clock East Coast time. Check it out, War Raw. War Raw. Anywhere where you can get podcasts, you will get my War Raw podcast. Just the normal places, you know, Spotify, iTunes, iHeart, Apple App Store, or wherever you listen to podcasts, it's there. It's there. War Raw. And then I've got my merchandise at RootForAmerica.com. I've got mugs and T-shirts and backpacks and laptop sleeves and bags and pillowcases and baby T-shirts. Speaking of Christmas, lots of great merchandise for you for Christmas for the Wayne Root fan in your life. For the Donald Trump fan, it's the book, my book, number one hit, Trump Rules. For the Wayne Root fan, it's all the merchandise at Root for America. RootForAmerica.com. So, bravo, Greg Abbott. He's not perfect, but he's one of the best governors in America. He's not as good as DeSantis. He's not as good as my girl, Kristi Noem, in South Dakota. There are better governors than Greg Abbott because he did shut down Texas for a while. But it was so not strict compared to California, New York, or Nevada with Governor Sisolak. You know, the fat guy who's got COVID, who wears masks all the time, including every time he gives a speech, looks like a freaking moron. Did anybody ever tell you, even if you were to believe in masks, even if you really believe in masks, even if you want people to wear masks, even if you wear it 23 hours and 55 minutes a day, when you give a public speech, you don't wear a mask. Are you a moron? Nobody wears masks on TV while giving a speech. Do you know what an idiot you look like? Just as an example, Governor Sisolak, didn't you watch the presidential debates? Wasn't Biden masked when he walked in and masked when he walked out? His family was masked. The audience was masked. But during the debate, him and Trump didn't wear a mask. How do you go on TV with a mask? What kind of a moron goes on TV with a mask? There's something wrong with you. You're mentally disturbed reading a speech with a mask on TV. Can you imagine if you tune into the news and the anchor people had masks on? It's the most ludicrous thing I've ever heard. What is this, Saudi Arabia? Are we a Muslim nation? Do the women have to wear masks all day? This is the craziest thing I've ever seen, a governor who wears a mask at a press conference. Unbelievable. So anyway, Governor Abbott is a breath of fresh air compared to the moron that runs our state. But he certainly wasn't great. I would have never locked anyone down. Or if there was any sort of a lockdown, I was either going to be Kristi Noem, South Dakota, I would have been like her, or I would have been like DeSantis in Florida, who really locked down but didn't lock down anyone or anything. You know, my buddy runs a furniture store in Florida, and I remember when DeSantis locked down Florida. But it wasn't a hard lockdown, and he said he kept it open. And not one person ever came in his store, not one policeman, not one licensed bureau, not one government bureaucrat. And he kept the store open for 2 weeks during the lockdown, and then Governor DeSantis said, no more lockdown. My buddy never closed. And he said he sold records amounts of furniture during the 2 weeks everything was closed because everyone else didn't go to work. So they had nothing else to do. They all went out and bought furniture. And he didn't die. He didn't get sick. This whole thing is bull spit. Oh, I had to try hard there. You almost had to bleed me out, Chris. I had to try so hard. This is the biggest bunch of bull spit I've ever seen in my life. What a lie. Everybody's going to get maybe COVID. It's a cold. It's the flu. You're not going to die unless you're 90 in a wheelchair in a nursing home. So go protect them. Leave us alone. Why did I get on the topic of Greg Abbott? Greg Abbott, governor of Texas, because Greg Abbott says there will be no more lockdowns in the state of Texas. We will focus on the treatment of infected people instead of lockdowns. Isn't that a great thing to hear? I love you, Greg Abbott. I don't care if many other Texans who are concerned and say you locked them down too long and they're mad at you. That's a great thing to hear. At least you learned your lesson. There will be no more lockdowns in the state of Texas. It doesn't matter how many more people get COVID. Our focal point, he says, is going to be working to heal those who have COVID, to get them out of hospitals quickly, make sure they get back to their normal lives. Okay? That's the way a leader speaks. That's what a leader does. That's how a leader acts. A leader doesn't say, wear masks indoors. Wear a mask while you're taking a crap in the bathroom. You're an idiot.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence is reaffirming the Trump administration doesn't support shutting down schools.
said, President Trump wanted me to make it clear that our task force, this administration, and our president does not support another national lockdown, and we do not support closing schools.
As cases do continue to increase across the country, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is predicting more closures like indoor dining and gyms within a week or two.
New York City will, before long, be in that orange zone status. I talked to the governor at length about this yesterday, and that means those restrictions are coming.
Thanksgiving dinner will not cost as much this year. A new report shows your Turkey Day feast will cost about $47 this year. That's $2 less than last year and the lowest price it's been in a decade. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne on the roof. So I was suspended for 7 days on Twitter. Just got out of Twitter prison moments ago and put out a new tweet saying I'm out of Twitter hell, out of Twitter prison. Freedom! That's what I said on my tweet, and it's heading for hundreds and hundreds of people after just a few minutes, so that's cool. But the reason I was in Twitter hell and Twitter prison was because I dared to speak out my opinion that lockdowns never work, don't work, never will work, except if you want to destroy an economy, but they never stop a germ. There is no germ that ever stops. No sooner I get locked down for 7 days, ironically, I'm locked down by Twitter, and a new study is out by a top pathologist who says all the things I say. He says it's the greatest hoax ever perpetrated on an unsuspecting public. Not that COVID doesn't exist. Of course it exists. Of course there are people sick. I never knew anyone sick with COVID. Now I know like 8 people sick with COVID. So it's really going around. So what? Last November, it was going around with the flu. Now it's COVID flu. So what? But he says that lockdowns cannot work, do not work, never have worked, never will work. Just what I said. He gives the real stats that prove it. So no sooner that comes out, and I've got Steve Moore who writes a column about the lunacy of lockdowns, and I see it, and I go, I love this column. Andrew Paul, my producer, get me Steve Moore, and we've got Steve Moore on the show. Steve, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hi, Wayne. It's good to be with you, and you are so right, by the way, it's amazing that you got sent to Twitter prison, because what you said is what, of all places, the World Health Organization a month ago put out a statement saying that lockdowns don't work. And they're hardly a pro-business conservative organization, but, you know, there is mounting evidence that lockdowns don't work. And what I noted in my column, Wayne, we've been following this stuff since March. We divided the states into 5 groups. The states with the strictest lockdowns of their economies, and that's, you know, obviously Illinois, it's Connecticut, it's
California,
Jersey,
I assume, yeah?
Now,
California?
And then the states that have the least, you know, so there were about 10 states that never locked down anything, basically, the Dakotas and Utah and states like that. And what we found is it's a linear relationship, okay, deaths and lockdown, except it's in the relationship's in the opposite direction.
Of course.
Say, Wayne, the states that had the strictest lockdowns, guess what? They
most
had
sick
the
people.
Highest death rate. The
right.
States that had no lockdowns had the least. Now, by the way, even Andrew Cuomo, at one point, he gave a very almost hilarious press conference back in, I think it was around June, when he said, hey, you know what our data is finding? People who are staying at home are more likely to get COVID than people who are outside.
Right, right.
Yeah,
and are you aware, Steve, if you're not aware, I'm going to make you aware of something very important and make a mental note about this and go grab a copy. It wasn't even in an American newspaper. I found it in an Israeli newspaper. A new study's out. It's an American study reported on in the New England Journal of Medicine. But no American media would cover it, Stephen. If I put it at Twitter, they'll ban me for 7 days again for pointing out a factual study that studied 1,800 United States Marine recruits. Do you know about this study?
Oh, I just saw that. Yep.
And so they divided them into 2 groups, right? And the group that didn't have a big quarantines on one side, on the other side, you put them in the strictest quarantine with the double cloth masks all day long, 24 hours a day, even in your own home. Wear a mask and use bleach every time you go to the bathroom to clean the bathroom, and use bleach every time you eat to clean the kitchen and clean the barracks with bleach, and never leave your room. You're in total isolation. And what did they find? The people who were totally isolated got COVID worse than the people who weren't isolated. Same thing you just said about states.
Yeah, we're seeing that. You know, Sweden is a perfect example, but the left hates Sweden now. They used to love Sweden, remember?
Right. It was liberal. It was socialist, supposedly, theoretically. Now they hate
socialist.
It. Yeah.
But Sweden actually did not. They were the one country in Europe that did not lock down. And what happened was there was a big spike at the beginning of coronavirus in Sweden. So everybody pointed their finger and said, look, Sweden didn't lock down. And so they went through the phase of COVID, and then it went way down. And Sweden has actually been pretty disease-free. And by the way, their economy is now the best performing economy in Europe.
Of course.
Sweden is a good, you know, and this is what annoys me so much, Wayne. We've got the biggest blockbuster economy right now. This is the single greatest recovery from a recession in American history. Thank you, Donald J. Trump. He did not lock down the economy. He let businesses continue to operate. He's demanded that schools reopen. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, there is zero case for shutting down schools. It is the biggest outrage ever that schools are locked down. But anyway, Trump has built this incredible economy. Another 400,000 people got up on unemployment insurance this week. So the numbers keep getting better and better and better. And yet now all these Democratic governors are shutting down their economy. By the way, it's the Democrats that are shutting down, Wayne. It's the Democrats in Virginia. It's the Democrats in New York. It's the Democrats in Newsom. Did you see the picture, Wayne, of Gavin Newsom at a big, party dinner?
It's a joke.
You know, this is typical liberalism. They impose rules on us, but they don't abide by their own rules.
Well, there's no difference between liberalism for mass and liberalism when I was growing up as a kid and my parents were conservatives and they fought against school busing, not because they cared anything about racism or black people. It's because they didn't want people being bused from long distances and dangerous neighborhoods into my nice neighborhood that had no crime, and suddenly Wayne would have to go to school with a bunch of dangerous hoodlums. And guess what? The liberals won. We got school busing. Wayne, your friend Wayne Root, went to an all-black high school and almost died twice. And the second time, the guy had a machete and tried to cut my head off, and I beat him. I beat the crap out of him, and I won. Thank God, or I'd be dead today. But here's the moral to the story. Because we're Jewish, we belong to the synagogue in Mount Vernon, New York. All the Jewish people that were liberal Democrats who fought for busing, I wound up going to that all-black school after busing. All of them moved out to Scarsdale, where it was all white and the school was all white, and they never had to send their kids to the school after they fought for the busing. There's liberalism for you, right?
It is. And it's the same thing even with the teachers' unions. They say no school choice, and guess what? They send their kids to private schools.
Right, because they know how bad the schools are. So, hey, did you ever see, I don't know, you're up on all these things. It's like I can never get you because you saw that Marine study. There was a study back in May. Some Israeli scientists, we're talking to Steve Moore, by the way, one of my buddies, member of the White House Economic Recovery Task Force, Heritage Foundation, chief economist, founder of the Committee to Unleash Prosperity. I get all your emails. They're always great. Thank you, Steve.
Good.
So there was a study from an Israeli scientist who studied all the countries of the world, kind of like you did with all the states that locked down and those that didn't in May, and he came to the conclusion that it makes absolutely zero difference. You get the same results and the same deaths whether you lock down or not. And nobody ever quotes or talks about these studies. Why? They won't let us know about them.
So let me explain something, because people are probably scratching their head saying, you know, it makes sense that lockdowns would reduce the number of deaths from coronavirus. So let me explain to people why that's not the case. And it's very simple, Wayne. We know that 90 to 95% of the people who die from coronavirus fall into three categories, right? They're either over the age of 75,
right.
They have some kind of pre-existing condition like a respiratory problem or cancer or heart
or
disease.
Diabetes.
Or diabetes is a big one. And the other one, which is associated with that, is people who are overweight. The people who are obese, you know, have real health problems. So the common sense strategy is to protect that group of people, which is maybe 15% of the population, and let the other 85% of the population. And the reason that lockdowns didn't work in places like New York is they shut down, you know, the schools, they shut down the businesses, they shut down the restaurants. Guess what they didn't keep safe? The nursing homes. So they had, and my point is, when you try to shut down everything, you don't concentrate on your resources on the people that do need to be protected. And this is where liberals disagree with conservatives. We believe that we should protect the vulnerable groups. They want to protect everybody, which is protecting nobody.
Right. And don't forget, you know, the way you're saying it, it sounds like, you know, they didn't protect the nursing homes. But in general, they locked down everybody, and that was better for everybody but bad for the nursing homes. But don't forget, Steve, your studies prove, the Israeli scientist studies prove, the Marine quarantine studies prove that they don't even help the average person who's young and healthy. Everybody will get eventually COVID. It may not come out. You may have no symptoms, or maybe you don't get it. But most people will get it. But most people are going to be fine. It's just the flu. This doesn't make any sense. You don't need to close an economy.
Here's the other reason I really have come to oppose these massive lockdowns. You know, we are America. We are a land of the free. We have civil liberties. We have basic rights as Americans. And this is an extraordinary grasp of power by these governors and these mayors to tell you, you can't go outside, curfews, you can't go to the barber, you can't do this, you can't do that. Look, we've been through this for 9 months. The American people are smart. Let me give you an example. I don't go to indoor restaurants. I eat out a lot. And my wife said, let's go to indoor. No, I don't feel comfortable doing it. I don't go to bars. But if people want to do it, I mean, look, we're a free country. People should be able to make their own choices.
Steve, if it makes you feel any better, Vegas had indoor dining, you know, unlike New York and California, indoor dining was back up again on June 1st. So add up June, July, August, September, October, and now November. 6 months, 180 nights in a row, I've been out to eat with my fiance Cindy. I've been out to eat every night, indoor dining, 180 nights in a row. The minute I get in the restaurant, I take off my mask. I eat for 2 hours, 2.5 hours. I have business meetings or dinners with my fiance or dinners with my kids. And I'm eating in a restaurant with 100 other people. And guess what? I've never even gotten a sneeze. I've never gotten a stuffy nose. I don't have COVID. I don't have anything. I've lived. I'm alive. Life's good. And I've made all these restaurant owners prosperous. I'm good for the economy. That's what we need. Millions of Wayne Roots that are good for the economy.
Well, the other thing is,
here's the deal. Steve, we're going to an ad break, so I don't want you to talk and then I have to cut you off. Can you wait through the break so we can grab you on the other end?
Sure.
And keep you for one more segment? Stay for one more segment. There's a lot more I want to talk to you about. Steve Moore, one of the great economic geniuses in this country. The guy is my hero. Member of the White House Economic Recovery Task Force, founder of the Committee to Unleash Prosperity. He's Mr. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, Mr. Health. I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, capitalism, and conservatism. Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? It's nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. Heart attack and stroke? Number one killers. Get in front of a mirror and see if you have a crease in one or both of your ears. If you do, don't wait for a heart attack or stroke. Strauss Naturals offers more than heart drops. They have prostate, kidney, cardio, and bladder formulas too. Strauss Naturals has a special offer just for my listeners. Buy 3 bottles of any formula or any combination of formulas and receive a 15% discount. Just use the promo code WAR. Order now at StraussNaturals.com. That's StraussNaturals.com.
Awesome and amazing day. This is John Jubilee with Energized Health. How do we energize our health? With the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. All of us have been drinking so much water. We're always told, drink, drink, drink. We drink it high alkaline, high pH, all of these things. And what happens? That water is hitting our rock hard as a marble cells. And when it hits it, it bounces off. None of it's uptaken in the cell. Our scientific sequencing protocol helps your cell become porous like a sponge. Hydration comes in, mitochondria come to life and fire at 200 to 300 times their normal healthy levels. All of your toxins and inflammation is pushed out of your body. Hey, be a beautiful, beloved skeptic, but come and check out this breakthrough science of intercellular hydration at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of 1, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, we all know you need to buy some gold and silver. We all know that if, you know, if Trump doesn't pull this off, the overturning of the election results, we know it's a long road. We know it's a tough road. I think he might do it. But if he doesn't pull it off, we are so screwed. Do you have any idea how much money? AOC is out there now saying that everyone should stay home, we should lock down the country, and we should pay for it by, I guess, defunding the police money? Or maybe it's from the money we spend on free college for everyone. Maybe it's the money we spend on the Green New Deal. Maybe it's the money we spend on Medicare for all. Wait a minute. Those aren't savings. Those are spending trillions of more dollars. So where would the money come to pay everyone to stay home? And, oh, by the way, it's okay for her voters. She could pay them $1,000 a month. But Wayne Root needs more like $50,000 a month. You going to pay me to stay home? I mean, this is the most ludicrous thing I've ever heard of. Steve Moore is with us, a member of the White House Economic Recovery Task Force, Heritage Foundation Chief Economist, founder of the Committee to Unleash Prosperity. Steve, welcome back.
Hey, it's good. Great to be with you. And by the way, the point I was starting to make, you know, before that break is, you know, what's so annoying about these lockdowns that these Democratic governors, by the way, it's the Democratic governors that are doing it. Not very few Republicans are shutting down their economy.
My governor.
It's annoying. They have all these rules like, you know, only 40% or 25% capacity in a restaurant. How many of these people and these politicians have ever run a restaurant? You can't make money running a restaurant at 25% capacity. It's insanity. None of these politicians have ever run a business.
Well, what about 10 p.m. curfew now in California? Does that mean COVID only comes out at 10:01? It's the most ludicrous thing I've ever heard of.
How stupid is that? I was thinking, you know, we want to social distance people. Are they worried about, you know, somebody being out on the street, you know, at 10:30 at night?
It's like a werewolf.
Rules are so arbitrary.
It's aimed at werewolves, not COVID. It's aimed at Dracula. It's aimed at a vampire. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. It's absurd. You know, do you also take a stake and stick it through the heart of COVID? Is that they're confusing werewolves and vampires and COVID? It's so,
well,
so bizarre.
Well, that's something else is scary, Wayne, because you and I are civil libertarians. We believe in limited government. You now have in New York, they have these police that are walking around with binoculars looking into people's homes to make sure there's not more than 6 or 8 people in a room.
I mean, you're being serious.
Invasion of privacy.
You're being serious.
Living in the Soviet Union.
I made a joke the other day, and I said, what are you going to do? You're going to have, like, snitches and policemen walking around with, like, soap boxes, and they're going to put them on the ground and stand up and see if they can see in my window and see if I have a mask on inside or not.
Yeah,
so they're doing it.
They're going to do that.
Wow.
I mean, well, and by the way, you know, they've said you can only have, in my state, you can only have 12 people at the Thanksgiving dinner. And I'm just going to whisper this to you. We're going to have more than 12 people. And screw them. I mean, if the police want to come in and arrest us, fine. But we're going to have our family and our friends over Thanksgiving. This is one of the great American traditions of all time. And now they're saying, oh, do a Zoom meeting for Thanksgiving.
Oh, my God. Can you believe the irony, Steve Moore, that liberal district attorneys and prosecutors funded by George Soros to get elected take a person who murders a policeman or tries to murder a policeman and they let him out with no bail? They just let him right out like a revolving door. But you or I would be sent to a prison to get COVID, and that's the other irony. That's the only way I'd ever get COVID, right? The only way I'd get COVID, stick me in a prison cell, freezing cold and in isolation around prisoners with COVID. Sure, then I'll get COVID. So they'll ruin our lives and kill us in prison for the crime of having 11 people at the dinner table when you're only allowed to have 10. It's so bizarre, I don't even know what to say.
Well, I want to mention one other quick thing, Wayne, if I may. You know, these two vaccines are amazing accomplishments. And they are, you know, I remember when I saw a president about 2 or 3 months ago, and he's saying, you know, we're going to probably have a vaccine by the end of the year, you know, and I kind of rolled my eyes and I said, well, Mr. President, you know, we'll see. You know, I didn't contradict him, but I didn't believe him. You know, I didn't, you know, because Trump sometimes exaggerates a little bit, but, you know, this is one of the most extraordinary accomplishments, and it is a tribute to two things. Number one, Donald Trump, how did he do it with Operation Warp Speed? You know how he did it? He got the government the hell out of the way, and he sidestepped all the regulations and the rules and the FDA stuff, and he said, you guys go to it. So congratulations to Donald J. Trump. That's why if the election were held today, Donald Trump would win on the landslide. People are so excited about these vaccines. Price system. Profit motive. This is why is it that every major blockbuster drug, every new technology, all this stuff comes from America? Because we reward success, we reward innovation, we reward invention. And so we cannot allow, Wayne, the government to take over our healthcare system, or we're not going to have these kind of blockbuster drugs.
Hey, Steve, the only thing you just said I would disagree with is you said if the election were held today, Trump would win in a landslide. I got news for you. The election was held on November 3rd, and I think Trump won by landslide. They stole the election. They switched the votes. Trump won by a landslide. No one voted for the old feeble man with dementia. Are you kidding me? Nobody voted for him. A bunch of illegal aliens and a bunch of felons and a bunch of dead voters, homeless people, and fake voters. That's it. Fake ballots. That's who voted for Biden.
You know,
we got the landslide, Steve.
When I went to bed on election night, at about 2 a.m. Eastern time, Trump was winning by 600,000 votes in Pennsylvania. He was winning 800,000 votes in Michigan, 400,000 votes in Wisconsin. They stopped counting the ballots. And then I wake up the next morning, oh, gee, you know, now Trump's
we
winning
lost.
By 200,000 votes in every one of these.
Steve, they stole it. No question. All right, we're on the way out. Steve, thanks for coming on the show. Have a great weekend. Have a great Thanksgiving, Steve. Happy Thanksgiving.
Okay, you too.
All right. Hey, by the way, you all know. Oh, you know what? There's no time. We're going straight to the news break. When we get back, I'll tell you more. Wayne Hellerud, the Warrior.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.